What's up, Fort? Okay, somebody's printing. There is, I mean, this is supposed to be a podcast, and y'all are still working.
I'm sorry. I needed to print all these emails out.
You're working to the buzzer. It's after hours. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac. Do you need to load more paper?
Actually, only 3 or 4 pages printed.
Okay, there you go. Are we ready now? 470. What's up?
404.
That's the area. 470, as we said yesterday, is the area code where all the cool people are living. All the cool people are getting the 470.
OTP.
Making a statement. 470. All right. This morning, we had a great time. After hours is where we get you up to speed because we miss you so much. I miss you. Sorry. I'm sorry. Jim Fail. Allie, basically. Remember the Taylor Swift commercial for Apple iTunes?
Music.
Where she was running really fast, listening to herself, I'm sure, because she's so self-absorbed. And then suddenly she goes the treadmill sends her across the room.
Right.
Allie Mack recently had that very same experience. You're going to hear all about it. Hashtag Jim Fails. Turns out a lot of people post stuff like this on the internet.
And Cadillac Jack is amazed by the Jim Fails he saw on YouTube.
And amazed by Allie's Jim Fails story she'll share with you coming up here in just a moment during After Hours. Plus, during everything you need to know before you go, Allie Mack introduced us to a Nutella donut. She teased us with that. And then the payoff was they're only available in the Dominican Republic in the DR.
But someone is willing to go to the DR to get them for us.
We thank you for that. Look forward to getting them back really, really. And we always wrap After Hours with Kimmy Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. As the hashtag March to 20 wins continues, do I get to a dozen tomorrow? We play Kimmy Caddy tomorrow and every Wednesday around 6:40. Sign up, text keyword Caddy to the number 68255. Let's get underway with Mike.
Whoa, Mike.
Mike has been floating around for a few days now. Lives in St. Louis. The story's just crazy, and so it just continues to grow and grow and grow. This morning, we learned that his little friend that he met at the Philly Sheraton by the airport
might not exactly be available for a relationship right now.
Why could Mike come on the morning show this morning and visit with you, visit with me? It's Cadillac Jack. Visit with you, Allie Mack. But she could not come on the morning show to visit. The answer to that coming up as we get underway on After Hours with Mike from St. Louis. Mike from St. Louis is back. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. Friday, he called out of the blue. You recall Allie, and on the request line, I was looking for someone that he spent some time with in Philly.
He had a whirlwind romance with this woman, and so we were looking for her, and he's going to join us today.
Last week, I was traveling on business, and I got stuck in Philadelphia. And while I was stuck there for a day and a half, I met this amazing, beautiful woman, and she lives in Atlanta. And we spent a day and a half together, and it was absolutely amazing. It was just like a connection like I've never. And it sounds pretty, I don't know, I guess kind of sappy. And it was the best day and a half that I've had in a long time.
Mike, hi, it's Cadillac. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you in St. Louis?
Yeah, I am in St. Louis. So I can't tell you how much I'm grateful, but unfortunately, this is not something that we're going to be able to pursue. I had a brief conversation with her, and due to some personal circumstances that she has in her life currently, that's just not something that we're going to be able to pursue. I am so sad to tell you that.
Let me ask this. It's Cadillac Jack. Mike, remember from Friday, popped in on the request line out of nowhere, and I spent some time with a lovely lady from Atlanta in at a hotel, and y'all had adjoining doors and
we
Sheraton.
We were all marveling at like just how much it sounded like a Nicholas Sparks novel, and it was just like perfect. It was such a romantic scenario.
Mike, were you blown away by the news that you found out that has caused this to not go any further, or you know, not be able to go any further? Because you fell head over heels for this lady.
Absolutely. And you know, was I blown away? I wasn't sure. You know, this is how the scenario was, is that, you know, she had made it clear that there was, you know, some things that, you know, in her life that were still open-ended, but it had also left me with the impression that there was an opportunity there at some point, possibly. And so that's why I pursued it. And again, after our brief conversation, that's just not an option. So I don't want to intrude I don't want to intrude. I'm not that guy.
No, understandably so. We've just been as hooked as everybody. Before you heard from her, you know, after you're on the show on Friday, Was that the first time? Was that the first conversation that came out about whatever happened that's going to cause two of you to be in separate corners?
Well, so when we first met last week or the week before last now, you know, again, you know, she had been transparent about, you know, that she has some things in her life that would be a challenge. And again, those conversations were brief, but left me with the impression that would be still something to possibly pursue at some point. So whether it was now or down the road. And just to be really honest with you, I was just said, hey, you know, I can't stop thinking about you, and was just made clear to me this is not something that, you know, she could do. And she just hung up.
Mike, it's Cadillac. I got to ask, is she married?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So were you aware that she was married?
No,
there was
Were
you aware that she was married, or that when you say she did present there could be challenges back home, what level were you aware of with those?
To the point where it was just verbiage was, you know, just not happy and was just looking to, you know, wasn't sure really what the future had held and, you know, just dialogue like that.
Yeah.
So just vague dialogue, but dialogue that is, you know, would leave any rational human being such as myself to be like, okay, well, this is something that, you know, possibly could have a door open at some point. So,
but you knew Mike though, from the conversations that you had, and we'll call her her, you knew from the conversations that you had with her that she was married or not, regardless of whether or not there were problems in the marriage. And that's what I read is that it's kind of all again off again. But were you delivered the message in any way while in Philly that she was married?
Was I aware that she was married?
Did you have any idea?
Yes.
But it was presented in a way where it was like, this could be done any day and there are problems.
They had adjoining rooms, Allie Mack.
Listen, though, it makes it, like, I get where you're coming from, Mike. When someone says, my marriage is over.
Well, that didn't mean, though. And,
No, but I get, but you can see where it comes from, kind of. Like, you have to at least be able to step back and look from his perspective. If someone is telling him, my marriage is over, it's done, and you have this amazing connection, why would you believe any other way?
Because she is on rebound. She doesn't know. It's just not a good time in her life. She doesn't know what's going on, and she's just very confused. And Mike's a very, very nice guy. And maybe there will be a chance someday soon, Mike, where the two of you are able to reunite, but it will not be at the Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah, unfortunately. And to comment on all that, yes. I mean, when I'm in that situation that, again, like I said last week, that I have never been in before in my life, and I make sure that I do with all effort to steer clear of any type of drama, especially something like that. You know, my perception was is that yes, that there was, she had made it clear there was some challenges there. But then after I talked to her, I just don't, that's just not an option. And again, I just want to respect that on her.
As do we, Mike.
Yeah, I don't want to be a distraction or to be that guy. I'm not that guy.
It's Mike from St. Louis. You remember Friday, he called in out of the blue and shared a story with everybody about a connection that he made with someone while he was at the Philly airport and then at the Sheraton during the Nor'easter. Both of your companies, you didn't know one another, but both your companies put you up at the same hotel. Let me ask you this, Mike's Cadillac. Does the husband know?
I would imagine not, no. And there's no reason for him to know that. I mean, that's not my business.
Well, I didn't know if he'd found your number and called you. I mean, sometimes that happens.
Oh, no. No. No, nothing like that. I haven't reached out to her either by phone or through social media. Since I respect that space. That's not my business.
Many men in the world have gotten that. Hey, whose number is this? His number came up on my wife's bill.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't received any phone calls and or whatnot.
Understood.
That I'd rather, yeah.
So obviously communication is probably a little suspended between the two of you right now, but if you could say anything to her at this moment, what would it be?
Well, let's see. What would that be? I would echo what I said last week was that it was the definition of serendipity, which is, you know, a fortunate accident. You know, why does something like that happen? I don't know. But I would tell her that she's beautiful and amazing, and I hope that she, whatever she pursues, she's happy with that. And, you know, I won't forget the time that we spent together. And if there's ever an opportunity in the future to, you know, see if that would be something, then I would be open to that. But right now I understand that that's not an option.
Do you know how many hearts are melting for you right now, Mike?
I don't.
Well, okay, so there was like a huge outpouring on social media about this story when we talked about it. But can I offer this up? If you are a country music fan, we have a singles party coming up, Mike. And I know there are tons of women listening that want to meet you if you'd like to come on March 20th.
There's a singles party.
Yes.
On March 20th.
Yes, and we're hosting it, Jordan Davis, who sings this hit.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Singles You Up is the name of it. You know, we're doing a singles party for those that want to mingle with singles. And you, in your back pocket, here's what we'll do. If you score, well, not score. If you hook, if you find someone at the Jordan Davis Singles You Up party, then you'll have in your back pocket a pair of Kenny Chesney tickets that you can offer to the lady.
Really?
Yes, sir.
So you want me to come there on March 20th for a singles party?
You have to know the way you're speaking about another female right now is triggering other women to be like, I want a guy like that, because you don't hear men speak about women like this often. Am I wrong, Cadillac?
I think you're right, Allie Mack. Do you have any Sky Miles or anything?
I do.
Yeah, all right. So it's a week. It's a week from today. It's Tuesday.
It's out there. Think about it.
I will think about that. Definitely could use some more adventure in my life. No question about
it. There you
that.
Go. Do some role-playing and things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'll turn your world around. And we would love to have you in studio on the morning show when you fly in, too.
Really?
Yes. And then you'll be like the lead single in Singles You Up at the Singles You Up party. We'll put you on stage, put a spotlight on you. You can hold those Kenny Chesney tickets. And somebody going to step up and say, hello, Mike.
You people are so nice.
Mike Chip.
I mean, I just can't imagine,
it's a hot mic.
If I heard a male speaking about me the way you do, it's very, very unheard of. And I just know there is definitely someone listening right now that is like, I've got to meet this guy.
Wow, that is really flattering. Thank you. I don't know. This is just kind of who I am. I was just raised with manners. And with the situation at hand, stepping away and making sure that I don't, you know, cause an issue. Because again, I'm not that guy. I don't want to be that guy that causes an issue.
Understood.
Though.
Our offer stands, Mike in St. Louis. You come 1 week from today to the Jordan Davis Singles You Up Singles Party, and we'll put that pair of Kenny Chesney tickets in you. Or we'll have her put that pair of Kenny Chesney tickets wherever you'd like.
You guys are so nice. I will look at my schedule, and I will reach out to Chase by the end of the day or first thing in the morning and let you know if I can swing that.
Okay, good enough. You will be our special guest. Allie is the Secretary of Singles a week from today at the Singles You Up party with Jordan Davis, and she will put you as a top single.
You're amazing.
All right, man.
You all are very nice.
Well,
thank
be in touch.
So
be in touch, man. We want to hear from you, okay?
Understood.
All right, you're part of the morning show family, all right?
I appreciate that.
Everybody loves you. Everybody wants you to come back to Atlanta and find that single at the Singles You Up event a week from today. So we'll be in touch, okay?
I will reach out to Chase. Thank you.
Have a great day, Mike. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much for the update. You've been very kind and forthcoming. And a lot of people had a lot of questions, myself included, and you answered all of them, and we thank you for that.
Thank you as well. Have a great day.
You
appreciate
too. Bye-bye. Allie Mack, you fell off of the treadmill at your gym at your apartment yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally like, you see me right here, 5 inches away is the next treadmill. And I fell. That treadmill next to me, the one next to it, and the one next to it, all filled with 3 men that did not, they didn't move. They didn't move. I know they saw me fall. There's no way they could not have noticed that I fell. But which is worse? I don't know if I would have been more embarrassed with the way they handled it, like acting like it just didn't happen, or if they had run over and be like, oh, honey, are you okay?
How about this, Allie Max, Cadillac Jack? How about these men were there to do their exercise routine? They had their beats in. They were watching their blood pressure. They were watching ESPN. Who's to say that they saw you flip like Taylor Swift off of the treadmill?
Cadillac, they saw. You know they saw.
You don't know that.
They know they saw. Everyone saw. There was a kaboom, and I went flying off the treadmill. Yes, they saw. But it probably would have been more humiliating if they had come over and said something to me, right?
What do you think that they would have said?
Are you okay?
Oh, see, I wouldn't have done that. I would have pretended that I didn't see anything and that nothing ever happened. I would. I'm sorry. I'm just throwing it out there. And I know I'm not the only one thinking that right now. Listen, I'm in there to...
If anything, they should have at least laughed or something. Like, someone should have laughed. Like, it's just awkward that nothing happened. Like, someone should have laughed or asked me if I was okay. Laugh with me. That's fine. But, like, to just not do anything. It was like a horror movie.
So did you just lay on the floor there at the gym like an opossum?
I just laid there for 5 seconds. Then I go, ow. No, I got back up and I got back on the treadmill. And then I immediately calculated how much more time I'm going to be there before I can leave.
I about 4 weeks ago fell off the treadmill when I was working out. And again, I don't go to break lifting records. I know you find that surprising. I go just to stay healthy. And it can be rather painful when you get spun off that damn thing real quick.
Yes.
You know, if you're really going at a pace and you have an incline and suddenly your safety thing comes out and you are sliding down, you can get treadmill burn. I think that there are many more people that have stuck to the exercise New Year's resolution than in years past, because I know every time that I pass a gym, it's packed. Saturday morning, going to Waffle House, a Crab Apple, drive by. There's so many of them, I don't even know the names of them, but there's one gym you pass. They're near the silos, and it is always packed, and I'm at Wahoo by 8 o'clock every Saturday. So my question is this: what have you seen from a newbie? They're still in, Allie Mack. Got to give them credit. They're working on that New Year's resolution to lose some weight and get healthy, right?
You know, one of the most popular things on YouTube is gym fails. Like, have you seen a gym fail actually happen in front of you?
Just you and I in the past month have experienced being slung off a treadmill at the speed of sound.
Yeah, if you want to kill an hour at work today, just put in YouTube, gym fails. It's one of the most popular things.
I did not know that.
Because they're hysterical. Like, can you imagine watching that surveillance footage of me flying off that treadmill?
That would be great. That would be great. Hang on. I'm there now. Here comes the treadmill lady. Hang on. This will be good. Oh, Allie Mack. Oh, there you went. You went down. You hit a wall there. What are your gym fails you're seeing? Specifically from the newbies, you got to give them credit. 3 months in, they're still going for it, Allie Mack, right? They're still working on
their health. They're still trying. I mean, A for effort on everyone that is still in the gym, but gym fails are hysterical. There's no doubt about that.
Newbie gym fails, go to the front of the line. If you got a gym fail, we'd love to hear from you as well. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. And don't forget, stay hydrated like Tim McGraw.
Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Have you thought about what you are going to do tomorrow if you have kids? Cadillac Jack, 44-year-old father of three. I have a senior in high school, an eighth grader, and a sixth grader. Tomorrow, Allie Mack, National School Walkout Day.
Yes, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, students are going to walk out for 17 minutes to honor the lives of those that were lost at Stoneman Douglas.
Can I tell you about the conversation that happened at our dinner table last night? My 18-year-old, who's a senior at Cambridge, says to my daughter, who's in middle school, listen, I'll come pick you up and we'll go to Chick-fil-A. And I said, no, kids, that's not what this is about. If you don't know why you're walking out, then you should not be walking out. Furthermore, your sister cannot go to Chick-fil-A with you during school hours.
Seems to be a very conflicting protest. A lot of different area schools, some are supporting it, some are not. So you got to check with your school system to see what they're doing.
You were introduced last night on American Idol to this guy, Andrew Weaver from Atlanta, 16-year-old kid.
Let's hear you.
That baby now, take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
Great job, man. You're a 16-year-old guitar playing James Dean singing artist.
Thank you.
Rocking Out, Thinking Out Loud, that is a cover from Ed Sheeran. Four more Idol contestants coming from Atlanta. It's my understanding one's going to be from Rockmart, one from Dallas, one from Bremen, and also one from East Point. Still to come this season.
Now, when you stack American Idol versus OJ's Lost Confession, which do you think won the ratings war, Cadillac?
I think it maybe was close.
No, actually, thankfully, American Idol won. And they brought in 10 million viewers while OJ came in with 4 million. So not close at all.
Donuts.
Tell me about this donut, Allie Mack, that is all over social media.
Yeah, it's breaking news on social media that Krispy Kreme has a brand new amazing creation, the Nutella Stuffed Donut. Now, first thought is, I need that in my life, right?
You had me at Krispy Kreme.
Well, it's only available in the Dominican Republic right now,
okay,
but...
Why would you do that?
Let's start a petition, because it's been all over social media and it's torture seeing this thing.
A Nutella donut available only in the DR.
Yes. We can make change happen, Cadillac.
Maybe somebody's going over their spring break here before long. We can put in an order. Have them bring them back.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you babe.
Jordan Davis is the singer of that song called Singles You Up. We are going to have an Allie Mack Singles You Up singles night at his concert 1 week from today. Jordan Davis plays Eddie's Attic.
We need you to take a selfie of you holding up a single. If you are single, come to our singles party. By the way, Jordan Davis all over social media, liking every tweet that he sees about this Singles You Up party.
Post to Facebook a picture of you holding a single. Don't worry about why. What's a single, Cadillac Jack? Don't worry about the single. Just make sure you have a single dollar bill, a single in the photo. that you post on the Kix 101.5 Facebook page.
And the hashtag KixSingle. Yes, there's a double S in there.
Mostly cloudy, 53 today. Tomorrow, nothing but sunshine. High 59, near 70 on Friday. That's everything you need to know before you go. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. 825.
Can't be catty.
22nd pop culture trivia showdown.
Can't be catty.
Tyler is in Canton.
Can't be catty.
My challenger headed to Buckhead.
Caddy's the man. You gotta be.
Caddy, try to use a vacuum. It may help you remove the cobwebs in your mind.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Caddy.
I don't know that was very polite, but.
All right, now, Tyler, you know how this works.
I'm going to take that very personally.
If you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called
Can't Beat Caddy.
The hashtag March to 20 wins is underway because I scored number 10 Friday, number 11 yesterday. Today would be number 12 in a row.
If you actually look up the hashtag March to 20 wins, it is only Cadillac posting about that. Today's category. A new study shows that Meghan Markle is now the favorite princess in the UK. Diana comes in second, and Kate Middleton has been bumped to third. So today's category is all about princes and princesses.
Oh, perfect. Right up my alley.
All right. It's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions. I'm about to ask you, Tyler, but Caddy has already left, so you don't have to do a thing.
No, I'm ready.
Okay. Tell Caddy to leave the main stage. It's tradition.
Go ahead and get out of here, Caddy.
All right. 1 foot out.
Make it two.
All right. He is out, Tyler, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All righty.
What country star's Love Story music video featured her as a princess?
Pass.
What artist paid tribute to Prince during the halftime show at the big game this year?
Justin Timberlake.
In what Real Housewives city does the cast have a real-life princess and countess?
Oh, pass.
What country star's girlfriend Gwen dressed as Cinderella for Halloween?
Blake Shelton.
And that's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here.
Relax back in.
All right. Caddy Tyler from Canton got two right.
Two with princes and princesses?
Yes. You have 20 seconds to get at least two right. Category,
no
as you
pressure.
Know, princes and princesses.
I don't know if I can pull this off. This may be the end of my run.
Your timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
All right.
Here we go. What country star's Love Story music video featured her as a princess?
Taylor Swift.
What artist paid tribute to Prince during the halftime show at the big game this year?
Justin Timberlake.
In what Real Housewives city does the cast have a real-life princess and countess?
Real Housewives of Orange County.
What country star's girlfriend Gwen dressed as Cinderella for
Blake
Halloween?
Shelton.
Halloween. What fellow ginger is rumored to be performing at Prince Harry's wedding?
Ed Sheeran.
And that's timer.
Wow.
I even impressed myself, Tyler, I must say.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'll have to give it to you.
It was pretty good, but we got to go over all those wrong answers.
Uh-huh. How long is that going to take?
Not too long.
Not too long, yeah.
Not too long. In what Real Housewives
yeah,
city?
I figured I missed that.
Does the cast have a real-life princess and countess?
New York?
Yeah, New York. So, Tyler from Canton got two right, and Caddy, you got four right.
Woo! That's a dozen wins in a row.
He keeps the streak going.
And Tyler, we can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
Hi, I'm Tyler from Canton, and I cannot be Caddy.
Hope you had fun. Very much, Tyler and Canton.
Yes, that was great. I appreciate it. Always fun.
Tomorrow, it is Wednesday. That means Can't Be Caddy falls between 6:30, 6:40. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. Until tomorrow, stay strong. Stay strong tomorrow. A big day plan. Allie Mac tomorrow. Tell me the big things that are going to happen.
Here's the deal. Like I told Mike, the way he was speaking about his flame, former flame, I knew it was going to trigger a female to call in and want to go out with him. Guess what happened?
We heard from Jennifer, who happens to be flying to STL next week, and she wants to hook up. Well, I'm sorry.
She wants to explain that Georgia peaches are classy.
That. Very well said, Allie Mac.
We'll get those two crazy kids on the phone together tomorrow.
6:50 is when that will take place. Keywords from today, Allie Mac.
We got Brantley because his tour bus went up in flames after they just redid it for the baby boy Barrett that they just had. Text Brantley to the number 68255 if you want to see it go up in flames.
Baby boy Barrett and Brantley's wife, everybody is doing fine, but what a loss, no kidding, especially after you get your tour bus upfitted for, I mean, basically it's...
to make it baby friendly, they had to take out some bunks and make a crib. It's a mess.
Other keywords you can use today for info about segments that you maybe heard just part of this morning.
Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Brett Young released the music video for his new single, Mercy. Goodness gracious, it's going to make you want to give this guy a hug if you didn't already. Text the word Brett to the number 68255.
We are with you every morning, 5 to 10, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, and we are with you always on demand anytime with
After Hours.
Kicks 101.5.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac.
Mornings on Kicks 101.5.